How's it going, everybody? It's Seamus here, and I just want to say thanks for joining on the call, and I look forward to all your questions.
We'll take our first question from Mike Johnson with PWInsider.com.
Hey, Seamus, how are you, sir?
How you doing, Mike? How's it going?
I'm doing good. Your ascension to the top of the company comes at an interesting time. There's a lot of guys out injured right now. John Cena's taking an extended period off to do his reality series, and he even did an interview over the weekend saying it kind of opens up the dance floor a little bit. What does it mean to you personally that with all of the choices that WWE could have made, they decided to go with you? And what sort of pressure does it put on you now to sort of set the playing ground for everybody else by carrying the WWE World Heavyweight Championship and being the top of the pyramid, so to speak? Having that belt and being in that position traditionally comes with a lot of pressure and with a lot of scrutiny. So obviously you've been in this position before, but I think this scenario is a little different. So what does it mean to you at this point, and what's the pressure like for you going forward?
Well, first of all, Mike, this is my fourth world championship. I've been in this position before. I've faced a lot of scrutiny, as everybody has seen over the past couple of years, as a heel and a baby face. But right now, like, I've been raring to go for such a long time since I won the Money in the Bank contract. I started off with Daniel Bryan and Ziggler. You know, I just got stuck in, and I was raring to come back as a heel. And I just feel like for the last couple of months, I feel like I've been just stuck in first gear, just raring and waiting to go. As far as pressure goes, I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's always pressure, but, you know, I actually look forward to that. The opportunity I have right now is one I've been waiting for a long time. I'm in a different part of my career now. I'm 6 years in. I'm a different person. When I first came into WWE, you know, I really was a bit like a deer in the headlights. Everything had happened so quickly. I was in there with Cena and Orton and Triple H, and I was just literally I was learning on the fly, you know. I was taking it all in, and then there was a huge amount of pressure back then. Right now, I'm much more comfortable where I'm at. I know what I'm doing. I've waited for this opportunity for such a long time, and I'm not going to let it pass me by. It's obvious that a lot of people have, a lot of superstars are on the sidelines right now. Obviously, what happened to Seth Rollins was very unfortunate, and I know he's going to be back stronger and better than ever, because that's the type of person he is. He's very committed to what he does. He trains hard. He's a world champ. He's world champ material. That's why he has been WWE world champ for such a long time. At the same time, I'm not going to let an opportunity pass me by. You know, I've been on the sidelines myself. I know what that's like, but I'm going to take this. I'm going to run with it as far as I can, and I'm going to give it everything I possibly can as well. To me, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And as I said, right now, I've never felt better or more comfortable in my own skin.
All right. Well, good luck to you. It's a good position to be in as WWE heads towards WrestleMania season. So look forward to seeing what you can do with it, and best of luck.
Thanks very much.
And our next question comes from Jim Barcelone with Miami Herald.
Seamus,
Jim, how are you?
Good, thank you. Seamus, how did you prepare yourself this weekend for this big show and this big night? And did it ever come to a point that you think there might not even be a show just because of everything that was happening this weekend?
Well, obviously, we go into every pay-per-view or network special, every pay-per-view, especially Survivor Series, and it's being the 25th anniversary Undertaker. It's a huge deal for everybody in the company and for the WWE Universe as well. Obviously, the WWE took the security threat very, very seriously, and we were updated on a consistent basis of the measures that the state, the WWE itself, the state, and the national security, were the measures they were taking to make sure that everyone's safety was taken care of. Obviously, for WWE, the fans, the WWE Universe, are its a priority. Their safety is a priority. So, I mean, it was literally out of our hands. I had the most confidence in everything that WWE was doing to make sure that the situation was under control and taken care of, and the safety precautions and measures were taken to make sure that the event went ahead. So, for me, I mean, every match, every Raw, every SmackDown, every pay-per-view, for me, you know, you prepare yourself. They're all as important as each other. I don't treat one more important than another. Obviously, being Money in the Bank contract winner, which I have been for the last 5-6 months, You know, you go in there just looking for an opportunity and waiting, and because this is my, will this be my moment to cash in? Will this be my moment to walk away with the WBO World Heavyweight Championship? So as regards to that, I really didn't treat it any way different than I have since I won the ladder match back in June, I think it was, June or July. But obviously now that I have the fact that I am WBO World Heavyweight Champion, I'm literally, I am literally raring to go. As I said, last night was such a surreal moment for me. I've been in that position many times, but this just feels a lot more special.
And lastly, with Finn Balor, yourself, and Becky Lynch, are the Irish taking over?
Absolutely. I've said it before, pound for pound, the Irish are the greatest fighters on the planet. Finn Balor and myself were on the European tour for the first week. We wrestled each other from Dublin all the way to Leeds, and I'll tell you, it was off the charts. The matches we had were great. It really inspired me again. It was just amazing being in there with such a talented superstar, and there's no doubt about it, the future of the Irish is great. Finn Balor as NXT champion is, now he's the flagship superstar of that promotion, and he literally is going to be, as far as I'm concerned, a future WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
All right, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
And next we'll hear from Scott Fishman with Channel Guide.
Hey, Seamus. Good talking to you again.
Hey, Scott.
Curious, how does the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, the new champion, celebrate? What did he do last night?
I celebrated with a 4.5-hour drive to Nashville. Stopped off at the gas station, got myself a couple of Monster Milks, and that was it. Yeah, it's, you know, I must have sat in the locker room on my own when everyone was gone for about an hour afterwards, just taking the moment in. I've been a fan my entire life, ever since I was a kid. I watched the first Survivor Series, and I mean, part of that 25th anniversary last night with the Undertaker was just, you know, it's hard to. You know, it's like you're a boyhood fan, and just being there and involved in such a moment like that is unbelievable. So for me, I just sat there in the locker room with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and I just took it all in. And then, you know, everyone was gone, jumped in my car, and drove to Nashville here for Raw. So, which is great, you know. I mean, got a good night's sleep. I'm on the phone with all of you talking about my success last night, and I'm excited now for Raw tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the new era, the era of the Celtic Warrior begins, and I've never been happier.
Nice. And you talk about the landscape of WWE changing. What are your thoughts now moving forward and working with guys like Roman Reigns and even down the line of Brock Lesnar maybe?
I'd love that. I mean, as I said before in a previous question, I've been raring to go for such a long time. I mean, I was in that position where it's babyface, and I saw the crowd turn against me. After that match with Daniel Bryan, 18 seconds, the tide just completely shifted. I knew it. I tried to fight it off as much as I possibly could. Daniel Bryan went on to onto great levels after stuff he did with Kane, and then he just became an absolute superstar, like literally going on to main event WrestleMania and winning the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I was so proud of him that he did that. But as I said, I've been raring to. I knew when I came back from my last injury, I needed to change things up, and that's exactly what I did, and that's what I felt, and you know, it's what I believed in. And coming back, it was such a great start. I loved the matches with Ziggler and Daniel Bryan, and then you know, somewhere along the way, after I became Money in the Bank champion, it just kind of like stagnated just a little bit. And as I said, I've been waiting to go for such a long time now, a couple of months, and now that opportunity came last night, and I'm not going to let it pass me by. I really think that the landscape has changed, but I can't wait to get in there with people, superstars like Reigns, like Ambrose, Kevin Owens, you name it. There's a lot of exciting superstars right now in that roster, and I'm looking forward to mixing up with all of them.
All right, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And moving on, we'll take a question from Jan Murphy with Wig Standard.
Hey, Seamus, how are you today?
How's it going?
Good. Congratulations. I hear you. You've mentioned the word opportunity a few times. Today's landscape's a little bit different. There's more access for fans to get at the superstars via social media, which adds another element of pressure. Roman Reigns has experienced a lot of that since prior to WrestleMania last year. You took the title from him last night. What can a guy like Roman learn from someone like you, who's now a four-time champion, who's had his own adversity over the years to deal with?
I think Roman's been dealing with it pretty well, to be honest. I think he still goes out there and he just, you know, he works his arse off. He leaves nothing in the ring. I mean, there's nothing left in him after his matches. He just goes out there and he's very passionate about what he does. And, you know, I think he's a great athlete and he's a great superstar. I think he's a great poster boy, too, for the WWE. I think that, I think from my own experience, I know what this crack is. I've been there. Like, I became the world heavyweight champion after 18 seconds. You know, I went out there with a smile on my face and cracked the jokes, the Irish jokes, the, you know, the Uncle Finbar and his bull and all that sort of stuff, trying to, like, endear the crowd. And the harder I tried, the more they turned on me. And I realized at one stage I was just fighting a losing battle. No matter how much I went out there, no matter how much I beat myself up, no matter how many crazy falls I took, it just the universe had made up their mind. And Roman, the most important thing for Roman is to stick to his guns, stick to who he is, and not trying to be somebody else, not try to adhere to anybody. Just he believes in himself, he believes in what he's doing. As long as he sticks it out, I think he'll be fine.
Great. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And up next, we'll hear from Jason Powell with ProWrestling.net.
Hey, Seamus, you've kind of had an up and down stretch since you came back from injury, and I'm just kind of curious, did you ever start to fear that you were going to be that rare guy who wasn't given an opportunity to cash in successfully?
You know, I'd probably lie at some stage if I'd be lying if I said that, you know, that didn't go through my mind. You know, we're all human beings at the end of the day, you know, and sometimes when things aren't going your way, you know, you can have doubt in what you're doing. But when anytime I stepped through the ropes, anytime I went into that ring, I'm very passionate about what I do. I always make sure I leave nothing left. And I think I bring the best at a lot of the guys I'm in there with. I'm very physical. I'm very intense in that ring, and I know that the people at W Universe can feel my intensity and how hard I work and how hard I hit. I make anyone earn their stripes in that ring with myself. Yeah, a couple of times I have to admit, you know, went through my head like there's a fear of that, you know, a fear of like, what moment when I go to cash it in, what moment is that? Will that moment be? Will I end up like, you know, on the few side of the guys who haven't captured W World Heavyweight Championship? But no, you have to believe in yourself. I've always believed in myself. And I've always believed I'd walk away WWE World Heavyweight Champion. It was just a matter of when that opportunity was going to come, and the fact I had to be ready when it came. And I believe I was, and I believe I took it last night, and I walked out with the greatest prize in our industry.
And you've been, you know, prior to this, you've been doing a lot of tag team wrestling with Wade Barrett. Now that you're singles champion, do you hope that there's a storyline relationship that can continue with you guys, or do you feel like you're just a better fit flying solo?
You know, myself and Wade have been like friends for a long time. Like, we got signed at the same time back in Earl's Court in London at a tryout in April 07. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of legitimate friendship there, and I was having a lot of fun. You know, though I wasn't really involved in anything else, and getting the tag with Wade was fun. It's been fun, even though it hasn't been. It's been kind of short lived. Obviously, my priorities with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship now, and I'm sure Wade will understand that. But doesn't mean we're not going to be mates, not going to be friends. I'm still open to tagging with him. I'm still open to being involved with him. And, you know, he's still king of the ring. And, you know, I wouldn't mind a tag team championship as well as that WWE World Heavyweight Championship around my waist. I know he wouldn't object to it either. So, I'm not turning me back on anybody. The priority is the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. But as I said, I had a lot of fun tagging with Wade. And I'm open to continue.
Well, congratulations to you and best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll now take a question from Justin Labar with WrestleZone.com.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Seamus. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, mate. Doing great.
Good, good. Well, first of all, congratulations. And obviously, you've addressed, you know, the crowd can be kind of it can be an interesting crowd. And you've been a fan your whole life, as you said. And I always think your character is a very kind of throwback character with the way you perform and your look. I think every reaction is good. Some fans, though, especially today in social media era, they like to analyze what kind of reaction, if it's a quality reaction, you know, this is the right kind of heat or the wrong kind of heat. Is that frustrating at all for you, or do you just enjoy just getting a reaction and letting them debate themselves?
Man, if you just sat there and you just listen and you analyze every single thing that every person was saying, and like, it just, you know, you'd go mad. You'd absolutely lose your mind. Like, social media is a great tool, but it also can be, it can also be like, you know, a negative tool depending on how you use it. You know, if you spend your whole time on Twitter and reading, like, some of the comments I woke up this morning were absolutely hilarious. It was like, and I'm laughing at it now because I know I'm in a different place, and it's, you know, my only opinion that really matters is my own. Like, you know, I'm my own biggest critic, regardless of what anyone thinks. And, you know, I analyze what I do. And I mean, there's a couple of guys I've talked to, like Triple H, Fit Finlay, Aaron Anderson. You know, they're my mentors. They have been since day one. But you can't, like, anybody, in any public, if anyone who's in the public eye, there's, everybody has an opinion of them, not just in the WWE, but, you know, in movies and TV, like musicians, you know, actors, it doesn't matter. Like, and, you know, there's always going to be a lot of negative and there's going to be a lot of positive. Reactions-wise, I heard all this stuff. I mean, I'll be honest, I read a lot of stuff in the beginning when things started to go belly up as a babyface, WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And it was like, you know, oh, you got no reaction tonight. I was like, the reaction was great. It was just a lot of people trying to, you know, create something that, you know, like create a negative influence or atmosphere around what I was doing. But, you know, no, I go out there, the reactor is always a reaction, whether it's negative, whether it's positive, whether it's you look stupid, whatever it is. I mean, you embrace it all. And that's what it is. It's about reactions. It's about going out there and getting a reaction. And I always get a reaction, whether it's in the match, whether it's coming out, whether it's you, as I said, whether it's the boos, whether it's the cheers, it doesn't matter. Once the people are mostly invested, that's all that matters. And I know they are. And I've read stuff that they aren't and everything, but you have the confidence of who you are and what you do. And I have utmost confidence in my own ability, who I am and what I'm capable of. And as regards to social media, as I said, it can eat some people up, but honestly, it pops me when I read some of this stuff, especially on Instagram as well this morning. It's great. I just know, I know I'm doing my job, and I know I'm doing it well because I'm getting under people's skin and I'm antagonizing them. And that's, to me, that's what I'm here to do.
And I know you mentioned a lot of the different names that you're looking forward to, Owens, Ambrose, all the potentials of opponents. Brock Lesnar has always been one that's very interesting to me when I've thought about you, because you have such a physical style, you have such a believable size to go up against him. Obviously, I'm sure you'd accept the task. Is that something you've ever given extra thought to, considering how much of a powerful draw Brock is on his part-time schedule of a match versus of you and him, maybe at a Royal Rumble or WrestleMania?
I'd love, that would be a dream match for me, mate. That would be a dream match for me against Brock Lesnar. I mean, I've said it over the years. I used to say when I first came in here, before Brock came back, The Undertaker would be a match I'd love to be involved in. Still would. The guy's a legend. 25 years last night that he debuted in the WWE, which is unbelievable. This fella can still go like no one else. Even if you watch those matches against Brock, he's just getting stuck in. He's not pulling back. He's just getting like, he's all heart. He's all heart. And he's so much passion for what we do. But yeah, I'd love a match with Brock. I've said that for the last couple of years. It was just a matter of getting into that mix. And out of them, WWE World Heavyweight Champion. I'd love to take on the Beast. It'd be great.
Great. Well, congratulations again. And
talk to Paul Heyman about that one too. And Paul Heyman knows how passionate I am about that matchup, so he'll back me up on that.
Well, sounds good. Again, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Anytime. Thanks for being on the call, Mason.
And next, we'll hear from Patrick Lennon with the Daily Star.
Seamus, many congratulations. Lovely to see not only, as you alluded to earlier, a man from Bray in Finn Balor, but yeah, a man from Cadbury in the position that you are. It's lovely. It's lovely for all of us of a certain persuasion. Seamus, we saw you standing next to Triple H last night at your moment of triumph. I'd like to ask you, first of all, you said he was a mentor a minute ago to you. What are you going to do to justify his faith in you, number one, and maybe tell us a bit about his role in your career to date?
Well, first off, I say, if you want to see what's going to happen or how I'm going to justify my role, you can tune into Raw tonight, live. And two, as opposed to what Triple H, from the day one when I first came into WWE, before I even debuted on ECW, the ECW, WWE ECW, I, you know, William Regal, actually, as well. I have to mention William Regal because from day one, Regal took me under his wing. Basically, drove him everywhere, watched my matches, gave me advice, gave me direction. And, of course, William Regal was very tight with his fight with Triple H, too. Obviously, Regal helped Triple H in the beginning of his career and introduced me. And, you know, Triple H, when I moved to Raw, Hunter basically, watched all my matches, gave me feedback, again, and just kept that whole progress going, mentoring going. And it just sort of helped me avoid mistakes, that he'd made and they'd made and that most people make. There was a lot of animosity there from a lot of the guys because of that. But, I had passion. I was loving what I was doing, and Hunter saw something in me. And I'm not going to turn down advice from a multi-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion, a man who's achieved so much in this business. I'd be a fool to. And it was great. He was there all the time for me. Anything I needed to talk about or anything that he saw was weak in what I was doing, he helped me out big time. So, as I said, it's fitting after 6 years that last night, was a great moment for me because, coming all this way from the beginning of my career in WWE and ending last night as the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion with Triple H by my side, it was brought back a lot of great memories, and I know it's going to create a lot of amazing memories too and amazing moments.
And what does it mean, Seamus, to the people of Ireland? Because let's be honest, like I said, a guy from Bray being one champion and a guy from Cabra being the other, it's never happened before. It's an extraordinary thing, don't you think?
No, north side and south side Dublin mix. It's something else. It's never happened before. Finlay was in the WWE before I arrived. Now, of course, I think Fergal started his career before me. He trained in NWA Ireland. I trained in Irish Whip Wrestling. He got the opportunity for New Japan Pro Wrestling, which he ran and created a legacy for himself there. And obviously, I went to WWE route because WWE is what I watched as a child, and that's the promotion I wanted to be involved in. I talked to Finn when he was still in New Japan, and he was asking me, should I come and all. And I told him absolutely. I said, you need to take this opportunity, and you need to come, and you need to make it. You need to tear it up here and make a name for yourself. Because as I said, I felt like he'd done everything he possibly could in New Japan, and now it was an opportunity to put himself at the head of the world stage. And he's already done that by literally conquering NXT. And I don't think it's going to be too long before he comes up to the main roster here in WWE and he starts conquering that. As I said, I believe he's going to be a future WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's got that much talent. We took on each other in Dublin and had one of the best matches I've had in such a long time. It just really fired me up again. And as I said, it's Irish media really taking notice. You know what I mean? It's like, to be honest, it's like we're a nation of fighting warriors, man. Ireland, we're taking over. You got McGregor as UFC champion, and then you got myself and Fergal Devitt, or Finn Balor, NXT and WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So we're taking over, mate. No doubt about it. And Becky Lynch is the next one. Her opportunity will come, and I know she's going to take it.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for your time today, and many congratulations, Seamus.
Thanks very much.
And now we'll hear from Ranjit Ravindran with Sports Kita.
Hi, Seamus.
Hello.
Hi. I'm from India, and my question will be about you have been advertised for the show in India. What are your thoughts about coming here?
I can't wait. I've never been to India. There's a lot of countries I've been to all over the world in my time in WWE. India is one of the countries I've never been to, but I'm really excited. As I said, I'm always, I've heard many great things from Kali and Jinder Mahal when he was here. And as I said, I'm excited to get over there and perform, because I know that the Indian fans are very, very passionate about WWE. And as I said, it's, again, another once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. So I'm excited to get over there and perform. And come over as World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay. Do you have any message for our fans here?
Just to know that we're all pumped to go there. We're all excited, and we're going to put on the greatest show you've ever seen.
Okay, Seamus. Thank you. And congratulations again. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And next, we'll hear from David Dunn with the New Zealand Pro Wrestling Informer.
Hi there, Seamus. On your episode of Table for Three, you and King Barrett and William Regal are discussing the importance of updating your look and keeping it fresh year after year. Now that you've just won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, could you perhaps use that as a catalyst to update your aesthetic?
I think I'm a very handsome man right now. I think I'm probably the best-looking man in the WWE, to be honest. I don't know why I'd want to try and change that, you know? Great hairstyle, amazing beads hanging off my beard. I mean, like, I'm a poster boy. I should be on the, you know, Men's Health, Men's Journal. Like, this, you know, my poster's probably up on every woman's wall in the world. I wouldn't be surprised, you know? I'm a dashing, good-looking fella. So I don't know why I'd want to try and, you know, change that or do anything, you know what I mean? Why change a good thing when you have it? You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. My mistake.
I'll be honest. I changed the look because I wanted to do something a bit more drastic. I felt the old look was a bit stale. But right now, I feel very comfortable in my own skin. I won't just change stuff for the sake of changing it. When I feel I need to, I will. But yeah, you're right. Like when I talked to Regal about it, it's very important to change, continuously change your look and update yourself to keep it fresh. Especially when, you know, with the way social media is and way, you know, people have so much access to content now that new things can become a little, you know, outdated pretty quick. But now I'm happy the way I look, and I'm happy with my look, and I'm happy with my attitude and my persona. And until the next tour, and I'm going to hang on for this for a while.
Thank you for your time.
I can give you some voice and get a good mohawk, though, if you want one. Just let me know. I've got a good stylist. I've got a good stylist. I'll give you the number.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And up next, we'll hear from Pauber Torreya with Notimex.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. I want to ask you, this has been the easiest triumph in your career?
I think this has been the biggest triumph in my career. I always look to the present and the future. I don't really look too much on the past. The past is gone. It's in the books. You know, there's nothing more you can do about it. You got to focus on what your next step is and what you plan to do with the future, because that's really all that matters. When I retire, I can obviously look back and go, oh, that was great. You know, I achieved this, I achieved that. But right now, this is the most important achievement of my career. This is the highlight of my career, and I've never been prouder of being the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and I plan to hold this championship for a long, long time. Now, Roman Reigns and Ambrose, not nobody, they can give it their best shot, but they are not taking this away from me. This is my moment, this is my championship, and this is my time.
And do you see Alberto Del Rio to be your next contender?
I don't know. I think Alberto Del Rio is doing a great job as the U.S. heavyweight champion. Him and Zeb Coulter are doing a great job with it. He's come back on the scene. He's fresh again. He's been gone for a little bit, but I think he's a tremendous talent, and I think he's going to run with that for a while. I don't see any issues between me and Del Rio, but I said, who knows? I'm ready to take on anybody. And whoever the number one contender is, hey, bring it on, fella, because I'm ready.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And up next, we'll hear from Graham Cahill with the National Newspaper in Abu Dhabi.
Hey, Seamus. Congratulations. Yeah, really good. Thanks. This is obviously your fourth title reign, as you said, and they've all been very, very memorable ways of doing it. You've put John Cena through a table, capitalized on a Nexus attack, won that WrestleMania in 18 seconds, and cashed in Money in the Bank. So I'm just interested to sort of see where this one stacks up with the other ones.
I think everyone is special. Like, it's an evolutionary career. To me, it was just the steps I've taken to be where I am right now. Like, all those moments are fantastic moments, but to me, they're in the past. I mean, you know, that's great. You put on the WWE Network, you know, and you watch them, and it happened like in 2009 with Cena, and then 2010 and 2012. But like, It's been over 3 years now since I lost that World Heavyweight Championship, the Big Show, Hell in a Cell. And this is the most important championship to me. Right now, this moment of time, this is my most important. This is the most important time for me. And this is the most important championship. And this is the biggest moment in my career. I've come back, you know, I mean, I have to say, like, I've come back stronger, better. And the fact to have the greatest prize in what we do in our industry, there's nothing that means more to me.
Excellent. Well, you've been to Abu Dhabi before, and you were very, very popular here. I'm just wondering if you talk about your memories of being, and that hopefully the WWE are coming back here again soon.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, we've gone to the Middle East many times now at this stage. The country is amazing. I'm blown away by it, and it's great as well. We get normally 3 days at the same in the same place, in the same city. So I think as far as I'm aware, we're going to be going back. You know, we were at Saudi Arabia there not so long ago as well. So I'm hoping to go back. I love it there. It's great, and the crowds are amazing. The fans are brilliant. They're off the charts. They're vocal, and they love what we do, and they love the show. And as I said, it's I love going on the tours. The tours are great. You know, it's a fun time. It's a great bonding time for all the guys too. When you know, because you're all like rather than driving individually in cars, rental cars, when you come across the States, it's like you know, it's good fun. It's a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. So yeah, I'm excited to go back, and hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later.
Okay, well, congratulations again, and well done. I'll look forward to seeing you on Raw tonight.
Thanks very much.
Okay, everybody, before our next question, sorry to interrupt. We are going to take a couple of more questions. Just a couple of side notes. Again, as we have said several times, you could tune into Raw tonight to see what is going to come out of last night's Survivor Series. And, of course, you can see last night's Survivor Series on demand on WWE Network. So with that, we'll be able to take about 2 to 3 more questions. So please, if you have any questions, have at it right now.
And once again, that is star 1 for questions. We'll take our next question from Tobias Wilczek with Sport 1.
Hello. I've got a somewhat different question. I've heard you are a big football fan.
I am a big football fan, Tobias.
Of Liverpool Football Club. So
yes.
What do you say about the current success in Liverpool?
I think it's amazing. I think Jurgen Klopp has just completely changed the whole atmosphere of Liverpool Football Club. I was asked when we were in London there, or in London, Manchester, for Raw. I was asked about, like, you know, what my feeling is about Klopp. I think, like, that team under Brendan Rodgers just seemed like they had no passion. They were directionless, uninspired. And, you know, as a fan of Liverpool, who haven't won the league since 1990, again, you know, it was my other childhood passion with Liverpool Football Club. It's just, you know, every year, every time or every period, like, they do so well. I know we won the European Cup with Benitez and everything, but, like, it just seems like it looks like we're going to do well, then we fail, then there's a new manager, then there's a new manager. I know we came close to the league last year, but my point was that would have been fine winning the league. It would have been amazing winning the English Premier League, but the problem is, like, there was a lot of holes in that team that, you know, we would probably have had the same season last year. With Klopp, I think he's just completely transformed. I got faith. I can see the energy. I can see his passion. I can see the players wanting to impress. That team itself just destroyed Manchester City 4-1 in Etihad Stadium in Manchester. So that just goes to show, like, you know, how much talent there is in that squad that hasn't been used or hasn't been tapped into. So, I mean, I'm very positive about this. I mean, this league is still wide open, and Klopp taps into this. I have a feeling we can actually walk away with the Premier League. There's no outstanding teams right now, but Liverpool are starting to click. And if that keeps going, man, we could see the first Premier League championship in Liverpool in 26 years.
Thank you. And another question, Klopp is also known as a big entertainer. Do you think he would be someone for the WWE?
I think he would. I think, you know, it's amazing. Like, they say there's such a strong feeling of, he gives off a strong vibe, positive vibe. Everyone around him wants to be around him. Everyone wants to talk to him. Everyone, you know, I don't know. He's got a great, great personality, great charisma. And I think, yeah, I think he'd do great in the WWE. I think he'd have no problem fitting in here. He's not a shy one anyway. So I think he'd be great.
Thank you. One last question. There is another former goalkeeper of Germany, Tim Wiese, trying to make it in the WWE. Do you know him? Do you follow his path?
No, I didn't meet him. I know a couple of guys did, but I was on a different tour than the one that were in Germany at the time. So I never met him. I heard he's passionate about WWE, but I never really heard any more about him.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and with this, we're going to take our final question now.
We'll take that question from Von Johnson with Philly.com.
Von Johnson, what's happening?
I'm all right. How about you, Seamus?
I'm brilliant. Great. Having a great day.
You mentioned before that it's been a couple of years since your last world title victory. With new guys constantly coming in and taking up top spots in the card, and you got guys like Brock and Undertaker coming in every now and then and having big matches as well, was it kind of hard to – obviously you believe you'll get back to the spot at some point, but did you kind of waver in that belief, especially with only one title now instead of two?
I think patience is the biggest key here. I've been through this a couple of times since I started. Like, I came in strong, WWE World Heavyweight Champion, a couple of months against Cena. That went on, and after I lost the title to Randy, it just, I went down again. But when Raw was 2 hours too, I was literally involved in 3 minute segments with John Morrison, and that was hard. That was really wild. It was really very strange experience for me. Me and Danny went into a program then for US title, and we really went back to grassroots. We tore it up at the live event level all across the US and the European tours wherever we went, and it was great. It was just being in there with Danny was just unbelievable. The matches were great. We weren't really featured in anything at the time. This is before the Yes Movement, and I was coming off that the two WWE World Heavyweight Championships, and I was just having fun, wrestling them, and we really worked hard, and we missed out on the Mania, obviously. So being there, being in the position of being up and then being down, and then again, World Heavyweight Championship, and most important thing is always a faith in your belief, faith in your potential and your ability, and patience. Patience sometimes is very, very hard, and I'm a very impatient person. And yeah, there's times I get really impatient and get frustrated, and just got to keep the head and know an opportunity is going to come back around again, because it always does, especially when we know what you're capable of. So yeah, it was tough, it was hard, but I've been waiting for this moment. I'm like a caged lion, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I knew this opportunity was going to come. I knew when it came, I wasn't going to let it pass me by. I knew I was going to seize it, and I knew I was going to run with it. And last night was my opportunity, and fella, I am back, and I have never been happier. And I've got that championship. I didn't put that championship out of my sight last night. I put it on the passenger seat of the car when I was driving 4.5 hours to Nashville last night, and it just reminded me why I do this, why I love what I do, why I'll keep coming back and do this. Well, no matter what happens, I'll go out there and give everything I possibly have, because I pride on myself. I love what I do, and I know the people who come to our shows are passionate about the WWE. I know they're the most important thing, and we're here to entertain them, and that's what we do. And as WWE World Heavyweight Champion, I'm going to go out there and do everything I possibly can to entertain and have fun at the same time and enjoy what I'm doing, because, as I said, it won't last forever. And this opportunity won't come around forever. So I'm enjoying this. I'm going to enjoy it so much tonight when Raw comes live at 8 o'clock and the era of the Celtic Warrior begins.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it.
Cheers, fella. Got me fired up.
All right, everybody. I just want to say on behalf of WWE, thank you very, very much for taking time out of your busy schedules today to speak with the new and four-time World Heavyweight Champion, Sheamus. And thank you very much. And Seamus?
Yeah, this has been great. As I just said, last night was an epic night for me. It was an epic night for WWE, of course, and Undertaker. But no, I really appreciate the questions. As I said, I'm passionate about what I do. They're going to have to use a lot to get this title out of my hands. But as I said, it all starts tonight. I appreciate all the questions. It's been a lot of fun answering them. And as I said, a lot of good memories and a lot of good times ahead. So thank you.